Oh, you haven't left yet.
That's good. I'm glad he could still be here. We're just sitting around.
Just embroidering our hemorrhoid pillows.
Hey, guys. I'm here to do the podcast this week.
Hey, we're not doing it. We're just...
Yep, okay, great. Right. Hey, let's theme music.
Yeah, let's go on the theme music.
Okay.
Let's get started. All right, let's go. Welcome to the Third Space.
You're Kevin Weir.
You're Jeremy Verkley.
And this is your sister.
And you're Aaron Weir.
I'm Aaron Weir.
Hi.
I'm on the podcast.
We have another special guest. Aaron, tell us about yourself.
I'm Kevin's sister.
What else do you do?
I have a podcast of my own. I'm a content creator.
What is that podcast?
Well, you're on it too, and you've always already advertised it.
No, but you should say what it is.
I'm on a podcast. It's called Mystery, Outsiders, and Abs, a teen drama fan cast. Where we watch TV shows made for teenagers and talk about them.
Yes, and I am on it, but all right.
Kevin is a co-host, but mostly it's me drinking beverages.
Yes. Mostly it's you drinking beverages.
I'm a content creator with Downtime Productions. I'm an actress. I'm the lead facilitator with Full Circle Theater, creating new original theater works.
Yeah, and we can hear more about that, like what you're up to at the end, I think.
I'm pretty busy.
But you are here right now, and you're going to give us what the topic we're going to talk about for the next hour is.
I am. Now, just to clarify, I'm here because you want me here, not because you're like, oh, shoot, we need a guest. Aaron?
Oh, you'll never know.
Great.
Trade secret.
Yeah, you'll never know.
Awesome. All right. Well, I do have a topic that I came up with like months ago, I think, actually. Well, drunk at your birthday.
Yeah. We said someday you might guest on it, come up with a topic, and you came up with a topic.
Right on the spot.
Right on. Yep. Yeah.
You'll fit right in.
So this week's topic is based on musicals, and it's what would it be like if you had to process all of your thoughts through song.
Oh, so it's processing thoughts.
Yes. And what that comes from is there is a quote in theater, which I think is from one of the original actors from A Chorus Line. I don't really remember. But the theory is in musical theater, when an emotion or thought is so big, it can't be communicated through words. It's communicated through song. And okay. They add on to that. If you can't sing it, you have to dance it.
These are your deep thoughts then? It's not like, oh, I want some yogurt. Like that. No. That's not a song.
So it's not like you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, should I have cereal or oatmeal? And you're like, cereal or oatmeal?
I mean, it depends how much of a quandary that is.
Exactly.
What shall I eat today?
That might be the deepest thought of your day. It's all relative, right?
So people who live their lives very, very, like, moment to moment are singing all the time.
Yep.
Because every single choice is, like, a deep choice to them.
Exactly. Whereas other people are like, who am I? Where will I go in my life?
I like that.
Also, these sesame snaps. No.
I like that this is a world where the people who are the most quiet in our world are singing so much. All the time.
Yeah, everyone who's having existential problems is full-blown dancing and singing.
What is my life now? Where am I going? Why does this job suck?
4 years of university and I know nothing. Who's been there before?
it's just buses are filled to the brim with just people singing their problems.
Okay, so first thing that happens is I think headphones are much more popular.
Oh, yeah, noise canceling.
Yes, noise canceling headphones.
Yeah. To drown out your own thoughts as well.
Yeah.
you're singing, but you're not listening. You don't have a song.
Yeah, no, exactly. You're like, don't sing your problems. Don't sing your problems.
Don't think about your problems. Just think about
Sesame
Street.
No, see, because if you think sing your problems that intensely, you start singing about that.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
You start singing about how you don't want to sing.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Well, so that's the real sorrow in this world.
Yeah, so you can't have any secrets.
So you just got to blast Blink 182 and just have clear your mind.
but not Adam's song, because Adam's song is deep.
It's
that
true.
Might send yeah. girl, you down a spiral.
You knew Girl at the Rock Show. Just on loop forever.
Well, in love with the girl at the rock show. She's a manager. Here's the thing. If you're singing those type of songs all the time, everybody knows you're just trying to avoid. Like, they're like, that person's going through some shit right now.
They're just walking around muttering Blink 182.
Like, he was a skater boy. It's a sexy little boy. Like,
It's true. But
I'm
that's
6 feet from the edge. Oh, Creed?
That's what therapists are for. Therapists help you find your true song and not just songs from alt rock bands from the early 2000s.
And also, a therapist's office has a stage.
Absolutely.
And I assume backing vocalists and like a house band.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's
like
a
projection
session.
Screen.
Yeah. So when you have to sing out your problems, you get a full number.
Okay, my other question for you is this, Aaron. Has this always been the case, or is this a new phenomenon?
It would be a new phenomenon.
I think it has to be a new phenomenon.
Does it?
Yeah.
It seems weird because at that point it feels like some sort of like curse. It feels like some sort of curse or virus like flowed over the world.
And maybe I think that because of Buffy.
Yeah, which,
I mean, like, here's the thing, Kevin. We don't get to choose. She's a special guest.
Okay, so I want you guys to pitch this to me.
Okay,
Kevin, it's always been Jeremy. It's a curse.
Jeremy is your choice.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's my choice.
It's fine.
It's
always been. It's a virus. Well, go, Kevin.
No, what? I don't want. It's a virus.
We flipped it. We flipped it. Make the case for the other person. I am the arbiter.
What? I don't.
We're having a debate. Our special guest said so. Go.
But wait, you want me to
opening statement?
You want me to debate against what I believe it should be?
Yeah, that's what a good debater can do.
But I want to.
I want you to be masterful at debating.
We watched an episode of Star Trek once that had to have Riker debate against Data, and the Riker being a good guy was like, oh, I have to debate my hardest. I'm not necessarily a good guy. I'll just fail this debate.
Are you going to disappoint your sister?
Absolutely.
It happens regularly.
Yes. We do a podcast together. There's a lot of disappointment going around.
We're preparing for a potluck together. His contribution is...
I told her that we should have meatballs.
Yep. I've done everything else.
You could bring ice cubes. That's something people always forget.
Just bring up just ice.
Yeah.
Bring a block of ice and a chisel. Sorry.
It's just the reason that I think like it coming up new means that if we want to talk about what the world will be if it is a new thing, you have scientists trying to figure out why people are like the jump. Is it a virus? Is it like have we been cursed by some sort of deity?
Counterpoint.
Yeah.
They would be singing the whole time.
They would be,
which would interfere with their readings.
It's true.
You are right. That is what the world would be if everyone just started singing and like having their thoughts out.
Yeah. But that's only a small section of the global community, Kevin. That's the scientists. And not even the scientists who are like, what's the God particle? Can we find that? Can we find that? That's the scientists who are also sociologists.
All right. So Aaron, make your call. Is it a new thing or an old thing?
Maybe it's a mixture of the two, and it's developed and expanded as music has developed and expanded in the world. So as we learn more about music and musical composition,
as
more and more people start singing.
As more genres go out there, people are like...
Then people start to pick that up.
Well,
when you said it's a thing that like has developed over time, I was like, is there a secret tribe in the Amazon rainforest that this has been happening to, and all of a sudden we discovered them, and their horrible disease has spread to the entire world? That was where my brain went, but continue.
That's a little deep and scary. It's interesting if it's developed over time, because then you have like Gregorian monks are the only people who sang in, 800 AD, and it was just constant chanting, and then it started to filter out.
I like the idea that as like deeper thought, like in the the era where all the philosophers, not the Greek era, but the era,
the Renaissance,
the era of intellectualism,
the Enlightenment,
the Enlightenment, more and more singing happened.
Oh man. Okay, quick sidebar.
Yeah.
What philosophers would sing in what genre?
Well, I mean, Socrates is a rap artist.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He's dropping hot beats. Some dope rhymes coming out of Socrates.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it says his name in every single rap.
Yeah, well,
like
you gotta
a lot.
You got to tag yourself.
Yeah, otherwise you don't know. Yeah. You don't know.
Yep. Then there's Plato who's trying to copy him.
Yeah.
But it's like, huh, well, my name is Plato, and I'm
Socrates,
here to say.
Socrates... was the producer for Plato.
Hey, I'm not wrong. It was Socrates that Plato, like...
Yeah,
yeah.
Socrates
he was
and then Plato, and then...
Yeah.
Euripides? Nope. That's a playwright.
Yeah,
that's playwright.
That's the comedy
that went
playwright.
Wrong.
Which, I mean, he also still would be singing, but...
Yeah, but he would be singing, like, campy musical theater numbers with, like, canes and jazz hands.
Also,
then,
he'd be going around beating people, because that's what he thought was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With his cane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Newman would do math rock.
What's math rock?
I don't know, but it's a genre. It's like the music that they play is like cool mathematically, which I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I bet they just plan out what notes are going to be through algorithms. That's probably what they
anyway,
do.
So a computer makes his songs.
Yeah. Perfect. No, math rock is a
okay,
thing.
But what
it's
I'm really interested is what Nietzsche would sing.
Death metal?
Yeah, German death metal.
German, yeah, okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. just violent, horrible death metal.
Just
yeah.
Screaming.
Yeah. Yeah, like screamo death metal.
Yeah. Yeah.
About how nothing matters.
Great. Immanuel Kant emo? Emo rock?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was leaning towards.
Okay.
Sigmund Freud would be like Barry White's like
smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz.
Yeah.
Everything is sex when you think about it.
All right, Freud, settle down.
Settle down, Freud.
Everything's a penis.
Sometimes Girl. People love their moms in a weird way.
My darling, nah. Can't get enough of my mom, babe. It's weirder now.
It was always pretty weird.
It's always pretty weird. Yeah, he had some hang-ups.
Gotta kill my dad. Gotta kill my dad.
These are some great, like, philosophy jokes.
I feel like right now we need a scrolling, like, featuring such tracks such as...
Oh my god, that's your first merch.
Well,
the songs of famous philosophers, oh, and it's man. Just you guys recording well, in your no, basement.
That's the thing, like, if philosophers sing like, out if philosophers sing out their thoughts, the best way to get like philosophy is not through books.
No, it's through recording
it's through recordings.
Yeah.
You get like old vinyls of, you know, thoughts from John Adams.
He was an economist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Francis Bacon? No, he's also an economist.
John Locke.
Why do I keep on thinking of economists?
Because they also wrote stuff.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. They also have thoughts. They have thoughts on the economy.
They do.
So So instead of going to a store and getting like, okay, here's rock and
you,
here's
you would have
this.
A song about laissez-faire.
It'd be very laissez-faire.
Manifest Destiny.
Yeah. Yep. But instead of going to like, you know, your HMV or your Sunrise Records and getting like, finding going to the rock section or going to the blue section, you go to the economic section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more like a library.
Like textbooks would all be audio.
Oh man, all teachers would
like
have to be good singers.
It would certainly help, yeah.
If you were a bad singer, you would not last at a school.
No one would want to listen to you.
No one would be inspired by what you have to share.
No.
Let me tell you about math.
No, I think you could teach math in just speaking.
Yeah.
Well,
but like,
here's the thing. Basic
English
math,
writing,
yes.
Composition. Ugh.
Yeah.
Like basic things, yes. If you're getting
elementary
into
school.
Well, fact.
That's where they put all the bad singers.
Well, fact-based. I guess fact-based things.
Yeah.
Wouldn't like be that hard. I guess like
except for that point where everyone's
here's
like,
thing,
"What
here's,
is a
here's
fact?"
Thing. The teachers, I don't think actually have to worry that much about it. It's the students who have to sing all their projects.
Well, there's levels of education, right? There's like knowledge. There's application. There's regurgitation. So when they're in the application phase, applying their knowledge, that's when they have to sing. So the teachers who teach application would have to be able to sing suggest what that's like.
Consider
we've also touched on this very briefly at the beginning, but depending on how in like what the thought somebody is having, how intelligent they are has a huge like physical representation in the outside world. If you're going around and you're singing about yo-yos all the fucking time, people are going to judge you for that.
I like yo-yos. They go down and up and up and down and down and up and up and down.
Well, and all those fake introspective like poetry students in university who pretend that they're so deep, but they're really just thinking about sleeping with girls.
Yeah. I got nothing going on above the waist.
But my waist is pretty great.
It's where my penis is.
That's
it's not.
It's inaccurate.
But he's not a very smart man.
Troubled.
Aaron, this is not a very smart man. His waist is everything between his knees and his belly button.
Great.
But you get those sort of things that people would be like, they would sing something, and he'd be like, oh.
You'd be like, wait a minute.
Hold on a second.
I need to correct some of your knowledge.
I don't think this is going to work out.
I think white people are better than other people.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hold on a second. You're racist.
No, I just mean that. No, no, your song told the truth.
You can't sing a lie.
Oh, no, they figured out I'm racist.
See, you just sang it.
I mean, this land is falling apart. Why did that make me laugh so much?
Now what will I do with no friends?
I'm alone and racist. It's my new play, Alone and Racist.
So, is all art musical then?
I mean,
like, there's no more straight plays.
I think the thing is, like, it would be unrealistic to do a straight play without music in it, because that's how people think of things.
Yeah,
yeah.
There wouldn't be musicals. Theater would just always
have music
in it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And like, because, you know, anytime there's a scene where someone is, you know, trying to come to a decision and processing thoughts, if they don't sing, the audience would be like, oh, they're not thinking about it very hard.
That seems pretty fake. I can't identify with this character's journey. Exactly. There's no song.
They're not singing at all.
There's no song.
It's like the opposite of real life.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right now people go to musicals and they're like, I just don't understand why they're singing.
Going to a show and seeing something where there's no music in it, you're like, oh, escapism.
Yeah.
Listen to how quiet everything is.
Was such an absurdist play.
I have a question. Could impressionist dancers not sing while they dance, or would they have to be singing?
They would have to. Unless if they were a really, really good impressionist dancer who could go completely into the dance and like wipe their mind, I think it would be more impressive.
That's true.
Yes.
People would be like, my God, they were so silent during that.
Yeah.
Just the sound of feet on the ground.
I also like something we glossed over there, but it's like, if you have a thought that's profound, you have to sing it.
Oh, yeah.
So imagine.
Hold on, like, a thought you think is profound.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
if you do have a profound yeah. thought, someone better be there to hear it, because otherwise, it's gone. Yeah. Music is fleeting and lives in the moment.
Sorry, Jeremy.
I'm just thinking of situations where it's like ballet is a very like the music and the dance is built in a way sonically to evoke a certain type of feeling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you don't have a dancer that's very smart. Right.
Music is pretty and I can do this.
Right? Like all of a sudden and like that's fairly innocent, but what if it's this dancer belt making me horny? Like that's a possibility too, right?
Well, I want you to think of also the audience who's just like that man's dancer belt is making me horny.
I think theaters would have to be built in, like, a very specific way they actually have very poor acoustics.
Like, can you really watch a show with an audience? Because they would be thinking, they're processing, like, thought at that moment. Well, are they all just singing?
Well, the expectation's probably different, right? Probably people are wearing headphones so they can hear what's happening on stage.
Noise canceling headphones.
And then the actors are just... going to have to deal with all the extra sound that's coming at them.
Really good actors.
And if it's silent, guess what? You better hope you're in a comedy and there's not a lot of profound thinking happening. Yeah. Or your show is really bad.
It's true.
Because people aren't engaged.
Oh, so it's like applause, but it happens for the entire show.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And again, like the opposite of current theater, where you want the audience to be silent.
Yeah, no, this one you want them to be You want to be loud.
Every audience is children's theater.
Or pantomime.
Yeah.
Except for they actually are responding.
Yes. And the actors are ignoring them.
Yeah. The best of their. That's what actors learn. They learn to when they're training to be an actor. They just in a room that's being just like pumped in sound.
Yeah,
no, and they just have to focus on the moment.
Instead of getting a room that is perfect acoustically and deadens everything, or brings it out, you would want a room full of speakers that was just horrible to speak in.
Yep. And you learn to just focus on your own voice.
Yeah.
Oh, when people would be really, really into the terrible type of method acting.
Yep.
Like method acting would be the only kind of acting where you become the character.
Because if you're thinking too hard about it.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah. If you're thinking about like the technical part of acting, everyone knows.
Yeah. Like,
what is my motivation for this?
And now I raise my eyebrow and stick out my hand.
In fact, you know, if someone just like, that's how they think in normal life, they might just be like, oh, look at this person. I don't know him. I don't know who he is. He looks like he smells.
Manipulation becomes much more difficult, which is actually bringing me to my next point, which is politics would be very, very different.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, debate. You get the pure, raw person, because debates...
If they're not singing, they're lying.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like that. If they're not singing, they're lying.
Yeah.
And I think it would become all, I mean, it's about charisma now, but it would become all about charisma. Like,
yeah,
who
definitely.
Has the best song? Yeah. Who has the most showmanship?
Yeah.
Politicians would be investing in backup dancers, like you said,
yeah.
and projections.
Well,
and
essentially every debate would be a dance-off slash music battle.
It would be like two complete battle
of the bands.
It's a battle of the bands.
It's a battle of the bands. Bernie Sanders, drop that mic.
And like you can't, you'd have a lot more honesty because they have to do their inside. They have to sing their, you know, inside thoughts.
They have to sing their inner life.
Exactly.
No matter how disgusting.
So when the debate is like, what would you do with education? I would ruin it.
Well, no. Here's the thing.
Wait, what?
People don't usually believe that, but they'll say some. They'll sing something like, "I will cut it because it should be privatized." And everyone else is going to be like, wait a minute.
We don't agree with that.
Yeah.
Except the people who want that. Like, you get the pure criticization of your...
Yeah.
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 There's no beating around the bush. Although, I guess rhetoric can still be sung?
I guess so,
yeah. Because that's still a thought.
Yeah.
Well, here's...
Like, if you are thinking in circles, then your song is never-ending and very confusing.
It's all lamb chop.
Trump's would just be that nonsense rap.
I think Trump maybe would still win.
I mean, because
he'd have all the production values. Well,
yeah,
to his songs.
Depends how catchy.
It's not called nonsense rap, but it's where people don't say words; they just say like.
Oh, so it's like Pearl Jam, but rapping.
Except for he's actually trying to say words.
Is he trying?
Is
though?
He?
And failing.
Is he trying?
I've seen Pearl Jam live.
What?
He says my name in a song, and I didn't know until I was 16 years old and somebody pointed it out to me.
In my cook and hash you to me.
In my cookie pass you to me?
Yeah, you got it.
Those are the lyrics to that song, right?
Just a thing about Pearl Jam. They release, like, new music that does not sound like Pearl Jam. It's like he got some sort of vocal
speech
reconstruction.
Therapist.
And it's just, like, pure, clear music. It's bizarre.
You know why he sounds like that? Because he drinks a magnum of white wine while he's doing his concert. Oh, yeah. I saw it.
Is magnum a unit of measurement?
Yeah.
Apparently for wine.
For wine. The big wines are called magnums.
He just chugs a white wine and is drunk.
That has got to be the coolest unit of measurement I have ever heard of.
Wine drunk.
He's wine drunk in his concert.
For what? And like, it's for wine.
Well, no wonder he stopped. Once he got older, he couldn't handle that hangover.
Just a sugar rush all the next day.
Yeah.
What would bands be like? Like, would bands... Like, I guess, you know, would you have people who just make music?
Yeah, well, you would still have, like, Kesha, like, pop, right?
Yeah.
You would still have that. That would just be people learning how to sing and writing fun, like, bubblegum stuff so that people could have entertainment. But there'd also be this entire other section where it's all really, for them, profound thought.
Yeah.
And the problem is you can't tell if somebody's making bubblegum pop and those are their profound thoughts or not.
it could be as deep as they go.
Yeah.
You just can't tell.
You can't tell.
Because you can recreate a song. So if you come up with a song and it's recorded in some way, you can then perform that anytime you want in the future.
It was like what I was going to say earlier is that you can still sing even if it's not provoke singing. So I think more things would also be like said through song. Like, even if you're just doing, like reciting a speech for, like, I don't know. I'm going to say the union for the president.
Well, if you're not singing, you're lying.
Well, I
guess that's the way to lie.
Well, I don't even think it's, like, necessarily that. I think it's also just, like, because people understand, like, oh, this is a speech you're saying. But they understand hearing things through song so much, they'll be more receptive to a song.
I'll be honest. I feel like in the real world, if all of the political addresses were in the form of a song, I would listen to more of them.
It's true.
And in this world, it's what you're used to. I think hearing people talk sounds very casual.
Yeah.
So you want to hear even things that are like, even when you're giving your speech, you know, you're in class and it's like, all right, time to go up and give your speech on, you know, John McDonald and
John A. McDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I. Whoa! And that farm was Canada.
E-I-E-I-O!
So we get that dog out of here.
We should teach grade 5 social studies.
So the idea is that, like, even though you're not processing thought on that, you're regurgitating thought on that.
Yeah.
You should do it through a song because it's what people see as, like, formal, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a whole thing where, like, other languages have very clear what is casual and what is formal.
Yeah.
Singing is probably formal.
Yeah.
Like, if you're at a, like, what do you call it? Like a fancy get-together, people might just be, like, sing-talking.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, they might be.
Yeah.
Like, even in a formal setting.
Yeah, even if they're just making casual conversation, the idea is that you sing-talk.
Yeah.
You don't
know. I have a question. Is the stage whisper a form of singing?
Yeah.
Because the Ying Yang Twins use it in their songs.
They stage whisper in their...
They do.
Hello, I'm whispering.
Why don't you look up the Whisper song sometime, Aaron, and look at those delightful lyrics.
Seems like something that I will not like. But nope, I may do.
Probably you won't. You'll be horrified.
If you're stage whisper sing talking, then yes.
Okay.
I mean, it comes to a point where it's like, what do we consider music? Because, like, you could be singing like Cake Sings.
That's true.
Where it's just sort of like this weird pointed talking.
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like you need the musical accompaniment for that.
I know you do, but what if you don't have it?
Is there underscoring?
No, I don't.
I think in your head there is.
But the outside people don't hear it?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you need to be able to transcribe that to a band.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the worst musical episode of a TV show ever.
Well, the point is that if you're going to do that,
or the best,
you get a band who's really, really good at, like, doing things on the fly, and there are some who are stellar at composing on the fly to something else.
Yeah, jam session artists.
Yeah, yeah. Or like Ben Folds is one who always comes to mind that he is just
Reggie,
like,
Watts.
Yeah, who's just, like, very good at, like,
you do one line and they're like, oh, it's going to be this kind of song.
Yeah,
and then they just,
they're like, oh, sweet, I got the tempo.
Yeah. And that's exactly what you'll need following you around.
Yeah.
Is you need these people.
So politicians would have bands on payroll.
You'd have traveling minstrels that would follow you around.
Yeah. Actually, you know who I think would be president of the United States right now? Eminem.
Not Lin-Manuel Miranda? Because I think it'd be Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, I think it'd be Versus.
So it'd be Eminem
versus Lin-Manuel Miranda. Yeah.
Oh, who would win?
Probably Eminem in the States anyways.
Yeah.
No, maybe.
Although Lin is...
He's big.
People love Lin.
But there's so much hate down there that all, like, Eminem would get the white person vote.
And Eminem's so real and raw. Whereas it's just Lin-Manuel Miranda hopping on Twitter every day being like, good morning, be your truest self.
So is Eminem Republican?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, clearly.
And then Lin-Manuel is definitely Democrat.
Yeah. Why was that a question?
It's not a question. I'm just figuring it out.
Yeah.
Figuring it out.
Eminem's going to bring jobs back to the country.
Yeah, he's going to revitalize Detroit.
I mean, he says he's going to, mostly he's just going to rap about sad things and be how angry he is.
Yeah, I mean, can't escape that shit, man.
He's all talk.
He's real.
Yeah. He's real. That's why we can trust him.
Lin is just so genuinely happy all the time.
Yeah.
Giving everyone a great job horn. People are like, I'm not having a great job.
I have no job. All right, let's...
Great job with no job. Honk, honk.
Let's honk that horn and head off on to commercial.
This week's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by Butter on a Windowsill. What's it doing there?
Why is it there?
I don't know. Maybe it's thawing.
Sort of sitting there. It's starting to melt, though.
Maybe you should move it.
Maybe it's there for a hobo to come steal.
A hobo could come steal it.
Hobos do need butter. Lots of butter.
Yeah. There's melted butter on your windowsill now. You should probably deal with that.
Yeah, it'll get sticky.
It's going to get weird.
How do you make browned butter?
Not on a windowsill.
Not on a windowsill.
Unless there's a frying pan on the windowsill.
Can you fry butter on a windowsill?
Who knows?
Butter on a windowsill. A question for the ages.
Okay, so stepping away from the sort of macro picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think this has interesting complications for your relationships with people one-on-one.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because in the beginning of a relationship, when you first really fall for each other and there's that flush of first love, you are singing all the fucking time. But what happens the first time you don't sing I love you?
When the singing stops.
What happens when the singing stops?
A new book by famed relationship artist.
Yeah.
Everyone's an artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. The relationship artist.
Well, that's the thing. There would be so many online articles and books about how to get past the 7-year hump.
Yeah.
When the singing stops.
When the singing stops.
How do you get the song back in your life?
And is it okay not to have a song? Are other things more important?
Yeah, see,
companionship.
Well,
what does it really mean?
Maybe you should be happy that they're not. Maybe you should be happy that they're just not singing bad stuff at you.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't hide that stuff either.
And when someone's going to break up with you, you know you will never be blindsided.
Yeah.
I just think you're boring now.
No, see, people would still try to avoid that stuff. They just feel the song coming and be like, gotta go to the bathroom, bye.
So you just hear. Are you singing to your hand again?
I'm just thinking about work. I'm sorry. You don't have to listen to this.
Just thinking about my poop. I'm not that smart.
You're starting to get old. Yeah.
I don't see us together in 3 years.
You should close those fingers up. I can hear you singing.
I should get some mittens.
Or would that just lead to another song of her in the other room being like, where is he? Why has he left? What does all this mean?
He gets back. I just needed to go for a walk, okay?
Oh, man, they're fighting again. You just hear music.
I don't know why they're still together. All they do is fight sing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay. They're fine. The snapping hasn't happened yet. Oh, no.
Coming. West Side Story.
Call the police.
I wish no one had written that musical because now everyone snaps when they fight.
The police have to sing a lot.
Yeah.
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 Oh, detectives? Detectives would be constantly singing.
Well, they're trying to figure out a crime.
You'd know who are good detectives and bad detectives.
Who murdered this man and where did he go?
There's a cigarette butt on the floor. That's evidence.
You know, there's another guy in the corner just like, Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, blue 20 walls.
More minutes till I get my lunch break. Maybe I'll just nod and smile.
I'm going to get a bagel today.
Cream cheese.
Do you want to not sing at me? No. I don't care enough about this woman to not sing at her.
You know what's the worst, though? Children. Because sometimes kids are very, very dumb and you don't understand what they're thinking.
Well, they're developing,
right?
You love
your children,
yeah.
So you don't tell them that. But the thoughts would still be going through your head, oh my God, why would my child pull an entire pot of boiling Jell-O on top of himself?
Yeah. What would that feel like?
Maybe there's candy inside.
Oh.
I just want to taste good all of the time.
What if you're in the next room and all you hear is, oh, what does this do?
No! So maybe it'd be a good early warning for, like, kids wandering into pools.
This child has, like, a weird amount of soul to him. Ooh, a pool! No.
I just pooped in my pants. What it tastes like.
It's like standing in the middle of a grocery store.
I'm just thinking of all of, like, everyone has those things they did as a kid that their parents tell them later. And they're like, why did I do that? Why would anyone do that? One of my friends once took a poo on every single stair.
And you know they had a reason.
Yeah, they had a reason. What was the reason?
I bet I can control my sphincter really well.
I think each one of these surfaces needs to be a little more brown.
Well, the parents would know why, and they'd be able to relay that like, forward in future versions of the story.
Good, at least I understand why he did it.
I mean, I'll be honest, if I have a kid and they do something like that, I'm taking a fucking picture.
Oh, what a cute dog. Put my finger in his butt. No, like, no,
no.
He always sniffs mine. Wonder what's in his.
No, little Jimmy, don't.
Well, you'd always be forewarned of all the dumb things true. Your kids would do, and you could you stop know, them. You.
I'm going to stay up on that reading Animorphs.
No, you're not.
You don't know. You just sang it, I know.
Nuh-uh.
I didn't sing it. I never sing. I hate singing.
So when you're...
Oh my God, angsty teenagers.
Before you know... Before... Oh God. Let's go with that for a little bit.
Nobody likes me. Why am I here?
John, people, we like you.
John, we like you. Just relax a little bit, okay?
You're lying to me. You're not singing.
John, you just have to shower every day. That's it. You just have to shower daily.
Why is my kid so smelly? I buy him so much body wash.
Why isn't this girl talking to me? I put on so much X body spray.
Oh, bad behaviors would be corrected very quickly. Or not. Because there's... No, I'm going to rebel.
Yeah.
I'm going to rebel. I still will use the Axe body spray because I like it.
Your parents just open up the doors.
You're not the boss of me.
Please stop. Please.
I'm almost a grown up. You are. I'm 15. I'm a real man.
I'm an adult.
Oh, man, there's so many just embarrassing things. Like, the thing is, you also just can't avoid the embarrassing things that happen in that age.
No, yeah.
No, everyone like, knows.
Just had my first sexy dream. Don't make eye contact.
What does it mean?
Jacob, can you come up to the front of the board? I have an erection, so no. Okay, Jacob.
Thank you for that.
Why did I sing that like screamo rock?
Nobody look at me. Please stop looking at me. Oh, no, my boner's getting bigger.
You look at you. You just hear some go, I just have a period. Oh,
I can't stop thinking about it.
Oh, no. Why is everything bleeding?
So, the thing is, you can't leave that one alone. Because they could just be bleeding. They could be cut or injured.
You don't know.
Yes. No, why is everything bleeding? No, that would add to.
Like everything?
Yeah. Yeah.
Teenagers are fond of hyperbole, even in their own thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah. If I fail this test, my life is over.
No, it's not.
It's over, I said.
No, it's really not. You just have a teacher in the front whose entire job is to be like, no, you're wrong. You're wrong.
It's fine.
Actually, that sounds like a legitimate problem, so I'm going to
probably
figure that out.
You should probably go to the counselor.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. But no, it's not wrong.
Go down to the band room, talk to the counselor.
Your braces will come off. It's fine.
I wonder if people would be overall happier and more well-adjusted. Because they're forced to share their thoughts, which means they're forced to address their thoughts.
I feel like it could go one of two ways for each person. Either exactly what you're saying, because they are forced to bring this out, they relieve a bunch of stuff, there's no more pressure. And the other way is that they get even more anxious, because if they say something and then other people don't sing back at them or reassure to them,
yeah,
then your anxiety is going to skyrocket way high.
Yeah, I think overall I can imagine everyone being a little bit happier, because I feel like a lot of the problems in the world come out of lack of communication.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And this effectively forces communication.
It does.
We're going to have different problems with, like, you know, as you said,
yeah,
people not wanting to sing.
Or way more people with, what's it called where you're scared to leave your house?
Agoraphobia.
Yeah, way more agoraphobics.
Yeah, definitely way more agoraphobics.
It's like, go outside, they'll hear me sing my deepest thoughts. They'll know how much I like Sonic fanfic.
Oh, yeah,
I like when Sonic and Shadow kiss.
You'd have no secret nerdiness.
No.
And no secret fetishes either.
Nope. Well, here's the thing. It's only if that's in your mind.
That's true.
All they do is like, what?
Like you have to be thinking those thoughts.
So you'd have to carefully control your life so you won't run into anything that triggers your fetish.
You just make sure you focus on that shit.
You're just walking down the street. Oh, so you're like, fish. Turns out I'm into this.
It turns out I'm into this.
I like parade. I like with parades. I'm turned on by parades.
I think people would realize how weird each and every person is.
Yeah.
Which would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it also helps identify those people who are way out on the edge.
It's you. We can find the psychopaths pretty easily.
Oh, yeah. When there's a serial killer, you know who that is.
Yeah.
You're all just pieces of meat to me. Oh, okay.
How am I going to kill you today? It's going to be a great day for me, not you.
We're going to need to lock up this guy immediately. The police just come, like, they just send down from, like, ropes. Gotcha.
And that's it. It's a crane system. You got that sweet fly system.
Oh, just like a musical.
Just like a musical.
Just like Peter Pan.
Yeah. Just like Peter Pan.
Which is what the cop is singing as he's doing it.
And by the way, so Peter Pan, kind of a crazy kidnapper?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Come with me and leave your parents behind. They'll never know where you are.
You'll never.
And you'll be a child forever.
Peter, yeah. You should just focus on the child part. Oh. I gotta think about all of it.
What are the repercussions of my actions here?
Because he just wants Wendy there because they need a woman.
I feel like...
It's true.
Yeah,
they need a mom.
They do.
They need a mom. So,
need a mom.
So he went and kidnapped Wendy Darling.
Yeah.
And the other ones came along because they were there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Horrifying.
Yeah, no.
Horrifying.
She should have been less competent. She shouldn't have sewn his shadow back on. That was her mistake.
It was true. Also, he has a separated shadow, which is the thing that never gets discussed.
Yeah, I feel like a lot more theater shows / comedy shows would end with, think about that.
Oh my god, the songs at the children's camp will no longer be a bunch of plays that end with the kids lip syncing to Don't Stop Believing.
No, it won't.
No, it'll be them all being like, I'm nervous to be on stage.
What are my parents thinking about?
I can't remember my line, so I'll say nothing.
I'm just a tree. Look at me be. I'm such a tree. I'm the greatest tree.
That was a good tree song. That was
I like that
tree.
Kid. That kid stole the show being a tree.
That was me in kindergarten. I played a tree in The Princess Frog.
Aww.
As apparently you sang some awesome music.
No. I stood there.
That was this world, Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Not the music.
But alternate universe. Yeah, that's definitely
I'm
me.
I'm a tree.
Look at me. I'm the greatest tree.
There's no small roles because you can't have small roles. Everyone will sing at some point.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's true.
Unless you're really bored. I guess you can't sing boredom.
No, because it's not a thought. You're not processing anything.
And like when you're just thinking about nothing, you won't. Because you're just processing thought.
Yeah.
You have to just literally be thinking about something.
Yeah.
You have to be. And I don't think it's every single thought. It's when you're trying to like make a decision or figure something out or anything that prompts a music number.
Or you're having intense emotion.
Intense emotion, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because
you have to process your intense emotion.
So anger would be more acceptable in society then.
Just people in cars just like singing about how angry they are to be in a car.
Yeah, if you're angry, you do the windows up.
But I bet you get over your anger way faster.
Yeah.
You put it out into the universe. And then it's gone from your body.
Everyone's an asshole except for me in this car.
I mean, I'll be honest. It would just be me singing about how all truck drivers are assholes all the time.
Look at that truck. Mm-hmm. Look at that truck. Everyone in this truck sucks.
That's like,
good beat
song
poetry.
Too.
Good beat poetry song.
Yeah. You got to keep focused on the road as well. You don't get too into
tapping
it.
The steering wheel.
I just don't want to die when I drive my car.
Here in my car, I'm not safe at all.
It's essentially a death cage.
Here I go, I'm driving in my car.
Do, do, do.
Driving test. Oh no.
Well, any test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, you'd... Noise-canceling headphones would be mandatory.
Well, no.
Yeah, mandatory in test settings.
I think you have to take a test in separate rooms.
Yeah.
Well, no,
or the noise-canceling headphones.
Even they're not that, like they're going to cancel so much.
Right, but...
I think if everybody in the room is belting out trying to figure out the solution to a question...
I guess that doesn't help you.
No. It's the same thing like cheating doesn't actually help you, because who knows if the person next to you has the right answer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, no, but you hear their thought processes, and you have a, like, you've done tests in rooms of, like, 30, or the final tests are, like, 100 people in one room, them all singing, like, as they're going through the questions one by one.
Well, I mean, we've been singing fairly loudly, but there's no reason you can't sing quietly.
just muttering, 2 + 2 = 4.
Well, what's even worse, though, so I invigilate tests at my work. So there will be like 100 students.
That sounds painful.
There's like 100 students in there, and I'm sitting at the front reading my book, looking at them every so often to make sure that they're not cheating. Yeah. But I also invigilated while I was going through a really serious breakup, and I would just like frantically journal because that was like the way I could be alone with my thoughts.
So if your proctor is like going through some stuff.
Oh, man. Well, here's the thing. I had an economics teacher in university who came in and yelled at me that short men are more romantic than tall men. So he was going through some stuff.
Yep.
That would have been a musical episode of that economics class. Probably wouldn't have learned a lot about economics.
But you would have been highly entertained. Maybe.
Maybe. I didn't go to the class anymore after that.
When you learn about this person's feelings on short and tall men.
Short and tall men. Short and tall men. Why did I get the short stick? That's what the verse would have been.
No, that's exactly what it would have been. Yeah. Study hall would be just everyone singing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or you're bored and sitting there.
No, the people who are studying will be singing.
Yeah.
Like, a library is not a quiet space. A library is a performance space.
I feel like a library is now just a bunch of small soundproofed rooms.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what tests would be. Just, like, you'd go into your test pod, which is a soundproof room.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. Because, like, it's just, you have to isolate if you want to know what people are, like, actually know.
All right, everybody. Time for a pop quiz. Everyone get in your test pod. Meanwhile, there's, like, the 7 14-year-old boys who are like, I call it my testicule. Well,
you're like, great, guys. Well, you sing this every time. Stop thinking that.
It's like in Who Wants to Win Ben Stein's Money when he goes off into, like, just a small booth with headphones on. It's like that.
Yeah.
Everyone has a small booth with headphones on, listening to like classical music, I guess. Something without lyrics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like to, you know, calm you down.
Yeah.
And then you're just writing your test as you sing about what it is. Is it A or B or C? I could be D.
Maybe I don't know. C or the longest answer.
This one's the opposite of that one, which means that it can't be either one. So maybe it's this one.
I like that one's a little like Hamilton-y.
Yeah. That's good. We're really creating a lot of art here, guys.
That's the third space.
Creating art. Well, I want to take a little bit and go back to the fact that we brought up the idea that if the person that's in charge of everything is going through anything, you know. If you're going to, like, a grocery store and your clerk is, like, you know, dealing with some stuff, like maybe, I don't know, their kids just moved back home. They're singing it at you.
Yep.
Yeah. Because they don't have enough going on in their task to distract them.
Yeah, the task is not as engaging enough.
And even if you're going through and, like, you are a customer, if they ask, hey, how's your day going? You'll be like,
don't think about my day. Don't think about my day.
I woke up this morning and my bed was wet.
What?
I woke up this morning and my bed was wet. Was I sweating? Hell no.
I was actually thinking like a leaky ceiling or something. I guess also you could just wet your bed.
This all went so many different directions.
I'm a 40-year-old man who peed in his bed. It's annoying. I wish I was dead.
But if you had a normal day and they said, how's your day? And you would just say, good, and move on.
Good.
Like, it's a dangerous question. You don't know if it's going to trigger a song or not.
I think asking someone how is their day is not a common thing to do.
Probably not.
Because you never know when you could unleash
through it. Yeah. It's a dangerous question.
How is your day?
Oh, no, there's a song coming.
I forgot.
Oh, sweet, I brought my ukulele. Bring. There would be people walking around with instruments for accompaniment.
Like minstrels. Yeah. Like if you're like, oh, I'm going to be singing anyways, might as well be good song.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. How was your day? You like take out an electric guitar, put out a mini amp, plug it in. All right, let's begin. Rah, today!
Here's the thing. You don't have time to set it up. If you're having the thoughts, you're singing it. So you're singing it, and you're pulling out your amp and, like, plugging it in and grabbing your guitar.
And then you get to the chorus, yeah. And that's when everything comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you do it fast. You flip that guitar around, amp goes down.
There's probably also a lot less, like, Beatles formula songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, because thoughts don't necessarily loop back to a unifying phrase.
It could, yeah.
It could,
yeah.
But I don't think that's necessarily what would happen
all
the time.
It always have to go back to the chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah, depends on your thinking pattern.
It'd be mostly verses and bridges, I feel.
And if you're a really good, like, musician, you might have a small instrumental as you, like, compose more thoughts. And then...
Yeah. When you say something, you're not quite sure what to make of it, that's when you rip out a face-melting guitar solo.
I just wanted to know if you wanted any ketchup in your bag. Okay. You gonna finish anytime soon?
Yes, I do want ketchup. Thank you.
Thank God.
They had to use the song to decide. And it was a decision that was beyond words.
All right, is this a Sarah to go? I mean...
You really want to learn how to ask leading questions.
It's true. So you're staying.
Is this to go?
So that's to stay?
Yeah, yeah. Things like that.
Yeah.
I like how it's just a world everyone afraid to ask other people questions because what will come out of it.
I think in a work setting, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely want to move things along quickly.
So we're going to have the meeting today or tomorrow. No. We're going to do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Just make the decision. You're the boss. Just make the decision.
Oh, my God. Just, like, bosses and CEOs of companies have, like, a big office because they're, like, dancing and singing through it.
Well, it depends on what you actually think CFOs do.
It depends. But, like...
I mean, the CEO
maybe
or CP.
Maybe it's a CFO.
Yeah.
The CEO at CP, he asked a lot of questions, so he would have a lot of songs.
Yeah.
His job was all asking questions. Zero having answers.
Well, then maybe he's actually not.
Yeah. Maybe he's like, don't know what I'm doing, better ask some questions.
But job interviews?
Yeah.
I don't feel confident enough for this job.
What do you feel is your greatest strength? Well, let me tell you.
You'd have to really prepare for job interviews.
I can bench press 250 pounds. I know that's a literal answer, but I think it's good. That didn't rhyme at all. I'm not good at rhyming. That's my weakness.
We weren't going to ask you that. We think that's an archaic question.
I'm very, very nervous and sweating in my armpits. Do you want to smell it? Why would I ask that?
Oh, my God. Have a nice day. Yeah, you too. Why did I say that? I shouldn't have said that.
No, it's fine. I don't care. I literally would have forgotten about you.
Oh, singing.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to have a lot of... Oh, man. It would be a very fun world to be in, I guess.
I feel like it's fun for us looking from the outside in.
It's true. Just being in it would just be like, it could be a casual song world.
Yeah.
Well, unless if once again, it just starts happening.
Yeah.
Then everyone is freaking out.
Yeah, well then for about 5 months, every song is just about why am I singing? A bunch of people die because they can't eat because they're singing. Some people try, but they choke.
Someone starts singing, they choke.
Yeah.
The social bonds are breaking down. The world is collapsing. Scientists are in their office. Yeah. Labs, I guess. They're office labs. They're lab offices. It's just singing about everything. Because why would you work on anything else? Because even the idea is like, no, you work on your own stuff. We'll figure this out. You know, the fact that the entire world is all of a sudden singing.
I mean, if it's spontaneous, though. What field does that even relate to?
Yeah.
I mean,
there's no field of science that studies.
But I mean, everyone's going to try their own thing. Like, you're going to get the psychologist coming and being like, maybe it is a mass hallucination.
Mass psychosis effect, I guess.
Yeah. Then you have like, biologists trying to figure out, is there a biological reason that's prompting this? You'd have...
Well, here's the thing. Engineers are scientists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? But... They deal with the practical.
They would build, like, mufflers for themselves.
Yeah, they would just be like, okay, this is happening.
I don't want to sing. Just put this on my face.
I need to work.
Yeah. All you hear from them is...
Just comes out like a kazoo sound.
Is this a vuvuzela? Why would you make that? I'm incredibly annoying.
I needed to be unique.
The thing is, humans are resilient and they strive towards community, so in time, they would come to accept their new reality.
And we
this
would
is
just,
true.
And we'd just be a musical group. Exactly. Grandpa, tell me again about the time before the music. It's a sad time. No one talked to each other. It's not like now where we sing everything we think. My grandchildren are shitty. Thanks, Grandpa.
I don't understand.
I hate you too.
Actually, probably the grandpa would be like, I don't understand, but I love you anyway.
This is the far future. Pokemon are real now.
See, that would happen, and then people would forget that the singing was a new thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So in this world, singing happens, and then Pokemon become real.
Well, naturally.
That's hearsay. We don't have proof of that.
There's just rumors swirling around that people have seen real Pokemon.
Yeah.
Out in the tall grass.
Well, they've seen it and then sung it. Yes. Holy shit, it's a Pikachu! A Pikachu! Sorry, what?
Are you peeking at me?
No, it's a Pikachu! And then the Pokemon rap happens.
Like, the Pokemon rap?
The Pokemon rap.
Oh.
This entire topic has
Charmeleon, Wartortle, Mewtwo, Tentacruel, Aerodactyl, that one?
That one, yes. All Pokemon. All 150 or more to see. To be a Pokemon master is my destiny.
Stop, Kevin. You're caught in a loop.
Hey, if you like that episode, if that episode spoke to you or sang to you in any such way,
check us out on iTunes. Maybe leave a review.
Yeah, yeah. Should
talk to your friends about us.
Yeah, tell them all about us. You can contact us on Twitter. I guess that's where I was going for it. Yeah,
yeah.
At Third Spacecast.
Hey, I do that all the time.
Yeah,
yeah.
But mostly, I just criticize you.
Yes, you do.
You know what? We love it when people do that. We might be a little mean to you back, but we like it. We promise.
Yeah. You can also get me and Jeremy individually. I'm Astronomy K. Weir.
And I'm at Mighty Thews.
And Aaron.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say about contacting you or anything that you're up to? Give us your
wrap
up.
I mean, you guys can reach out to me. I'm at A Flimsy Plan, or you can just Google my blog, A Flimsy Plan.
Yeah.
You can listen to MOA, Podcast MOA. That's Podcast MOA, also known as Mystery Outsiders and Abs, a teen drama fan cast. But most importantly, if you're in Calgary, Full Circle Theater is launching a show in August.
Yes, it is.
We're going to be at the Evergreen Theater doing our show from August 25th, 26th, no, August 24th, 25th, 26th, and August 31st, September 1st, September 2nd. It is a play called Porcelain Dolls, and it is a little sneak peek about what the world of the woman's bathroom at a club looks like. So,
and this is an all-original show,
All-original show. Yeah. Our group's been working really, really hard on it over the past year. We've done some workshops. These guys actually were a part of our fundraiser,
which was
awesome.
Yes. The our live show was at the fundraiser for this play. So.
Correct.
Yes.
It's a fun play.
Yeah.
Yeah. So come see us.
So what was that date?
last weekend in August and the first weekend in September.
All right.
Cool.
So I'll be writing about it on my blog. You can just go over there and get details.
All right. Awesome.
You can check out our website at thirdspacepodcast.com or email us at thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Our theme song is Balrog Boogie by Diablo Swing Orchestra.
Join us next week when everything smells just a little bit like fish.
I know it's here somewhere. Where is it?
I'm really not happy about this, Kevin.
Neither am I.
Until then, you're a cool person who lives in a cool place.